Last week, in case you missed it, the state rep from Minnesota sent out a tweet. He said, quote, "Let's be honest, 70% of teams in the NBA could fold tomorrow and nobody would notice a difference, with the possible exception of an increase in street crime." Yeah, all pro athletes are criminals in some way. What else is new?
So what you're saying, Mark, is you like the huge peanuts in your mouth?
I like the huge peanuts in my mouth and less games for every sport, and you'll have more ravenous fans.
In case you missed it, the Fresno Grizzlies baseball team have created the greatest uniforms of all time. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle uniforms will be worn during select games this season. And guess what? The money goes to charity.
Football player or baseball player that's making more than $400,000. They've got some crappy charity where they're helping, you know, Indonesian kids without pinky toes so they can write it off.
In case you missed it, this player from the Wizards thinks that in-game fights should be implemented into the NBA rulebook.
You just call this an R-rated Space Jam. You know, like the basketball players will be the Monstars,
yeah. Uh-huh.
The point guards will fight the centers, the point guards will be the Bugs Bunny team, and then the big goofy 7-foot tall guys will be the Monstars, and they'll be pounding the crap out of everybody.
Space Jam Street Fighter, available on a video game console near you. Last week, at the Grappling Championships, this guy got choked out, and then,
and out of nowhere, boom, vomits on the mat.
Ugh.
Why?
The guy in the blue was like, he farted in my face.
Wait, no. That's why he's saying he vomited?
Yes.
The lesson here, never wrestle a guy who just ate a bunch of baked beans. In case you missed it, a world record was broken. This Pakistani smashed 155 walnuts in 1 minute with his head. Smash, smash,
this
smash.
This counts as a sport?
This guy is nuts. After he was done, he really was a shell of his former self. Last week, in case you missed it, Texas Rangers manager Ron Washington was fined a whopping $200 from an altercation during a 2011 spring training game. He didn't feel like paying cash, so he paid in pennies.
Well, he showed them.
Yeah, that son of a bitch, you can have my $200.
In case you missed it, this woman was out of the bar and had an encounter with a star, former Buffalo Bills quarterback Jim Kelly.
Wait, she thought that was Jim Kelly?
Yeah.
That looks like Milt Bradley. Tie salesman.
Look, silly girl, you don't know football. That's not Jim Kelly. That guy's only 5'6", and you look like an idiot. In case you missed it, another zany promotion from the world of minor league baseball. The Kalamazoo Growlers will wear jerseys comprised of selfies for Salute to Selfie Night.
Wow, smells. Sounds like a big waste of time.
Last week, in case you missed it, this hockey team is selling small beers for the price of large beers. Something's wrong here.
Are people not smart there?
Now some shallow pocket beer lovers are suing the beer company for $10,000, and the team is making the small size cheaper. In case you missed it, two coaches of a high school girls basketball team resigned. Why? Because they were bullied.
If you're a coach in anything under Division I football, 90% of your job is having parents threaten your life because they want their kid to play more.
All part of the job, I guess. My name is Smalls, and in case you missed it, check out Gratuitous Sports every weekday at 6 o'clock on 94.1 The Zone, Rochester's new rock alternative.